I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Monroe resident Christopher Brown says he'll not appeal the ruling of 4th Judicial District Judge Stephen Winters, disqualifying him from seeking public office in November. Winters ruled Tuesday that because of a zone change in the city of Monroe's school districts, Brown no longer lived in the district in which he qualified. Brown lives on Mark Street, which was formerly part of District 7. After the rezoning following the 2010 census, Mark Street now is entirely in District 6. Brown argued his position using an exception to the law which waives the residency requirement of a year for those rezoned into a new district. The rezoning occurred in 2012 and was approved by the Department of Justice in 2013. Brown's candidacy was challenged by two residents. A federal investigation has been launched into the death of 23-year-old Victor White III, who died in March while in the custody of the Iberia Parish Sheriff's Office. Louisiana Radio Network's Jeff Palermo shares on what led to federal authorities becoming involved in the case.
The Iberia Parish Coroner's Office has ruled White's death a suicide, but White's family says how could he shoot himself when he was handcuffed in the back seat of a sheriff's deputy vehicle? They suspect police brutality in White's death. U.S. Attorney Stephanie Finley sent out a statement confirming a federal investigation has been launched. Finley says this tragic incident deserves a full review of the evidence, and the objective is to find the truth. Jeff Palermo reporting.
BP has asked a federal judge to remove Patrick Juneau as administrator of damage claims from its 2010 oil spill, saying he failed to disclose a major conflict of interest. Tuesday's motion says Juneau represented Louisiana in talks setting up the claims process and pushed for favorable terms for those with claims. BP says that means he's not the neutral person required for the job. Juneau says that he'll respond in court. BP says it recently obtained correspondence between Juneau's law firm and the Gulf Coast Claims Facility, showing that he argued for liberal compensation, flexible documentation requirements, and other terms that would help Louisiana claimants at BP's expense. BP says Juneau was legally required to disclose any conflict of interest, but did not do so. Trial is set to begin in an Alexandria federal courtroom for a Mississippi man who was declared dead 2 decades ago, only to resurface as a suspect in the deaths of his girlfriend and her daughter. Opening statements are scheduled for today in the trial of Thomas Stephen Sanders, accused of murdering 12-year-old Lexis Roberts and dumping her body in Catahoula Parish. Roberts' body was found in October of 2010. Her mother's body was found later in Arizona. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty in the case. Court documents allege that on a trip with Sue Ellen Roberts and her daughter to a wildlife park near the Grand Canyon, Sanders shot Roberts in the head and then took the child to Louisiana, where he shot her 4 times. The KEDM weather forecast, a slight chance of an isolated shower during the day today, otherwise partly cloudy skies and warm conditions, the high in the mid-90s. A slight chance of rain continues in the forecast this evening with a few clouds in the low tonight in the low 70s.